T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
The NBA, we talked about earlier, they solved their home court advantage by tiering the hotels. Better teams get better hotels. And then the Yacht Club is where the Blazers are, and the teams playing for the 8 seed are staying at. They also unveiled their protocols for the bubble yesterday. And boy, it is a long list of things that they've got to go through. The Shams did a step-by-step of how every piece of this is going to go down. And I think it's pretty interesting that first thing is that they're already reporting to their home cities, right? But they will not be able to do like team workouts until mid-July when they go down to the Disney World and campus in Orlando. Like, you're not going to be able to have a fully teamed practice until what, July 9th, July 10th. And they're already showing up and doing their individual workouts right now.
Mm-hmm.
That seems like a really long time to just go through individual workouts and not be together as a team, though. And then you're just going to do two weeks of ramp up, and then boom, you're back into it with 3 exhibition games in the regular season.
Yeah, and away we go. But nothing is normal. There's no reality. There's no normal. So you just got to go.
No, and it goes through all the social distancing stuff and all this. But I want to put an over-under on you. How many guys are going to wear the, they have a ring that you'll be able to wear, and an Aura smart ring that you'll be able to wear around your body that will track your social distancing. Like, one is a bracelet where if you stand within 6 feet of somebody for more than 5 seconds, a buzzer will go off and it tells you to move away from that person. That's one option. The other one is the Aura smart ring, which I think that's the band that kind of goes around your chest. And it tracks your heart rate, and it'll get early detection of the coronavirus, tracking your temperature, respiratory, and heart rates, and other measures. Mm. I'm going to put the over-under on this. 2.5 players in the entire NBA. 330 are going. How many people do you think are wearing the social distancing ring or the Aura smart ring?
Is the league telling you to wear it? Is it mandated or is it optional?
No. All.
I think a lot of them will start with it. Then they'll go, yeah, no, I'm done. Tracking devices, all these things that are monitoring. I think they're really cool technology, and it is
really cool.
Yeah, I mean, it's actually really cool. But some just might think is an invasion of privacy a little bit. And options are options. No one. This is if your league mandates something like that, I can understand it. I don't know what I think a lot of them will do it. I think probably more than 50% will do it.
Yeah, they're also allowing, if you have a personal chef, you can fly them down and put them up in Orlando. They cannot be in the bubble, though, but you can have your food brought in.
Buffet food. Yes, you cannot, but you cannot eat with anybody else. You have to eat outside. Like, you can't hang out in the room and have some sandwiches. You have to eat outside. But again, I'm going to play against these guys. I'm going to have physical, sweaty contact. I'm going probably going to hand check a few. Probably going to set a few screens. Okay.
Isn't that, though, what the NBA wants? Is this has been the most cautious league. They were the first to shut down. They are, they are one of the, outside of Major League Baseball, one of the last to unveil their plans for how they're going to return. They're doing everything with an abundance of caution, and it's all in writing, and that's all doubt that this is going to be that's enforceable.
No, it's not going to be, it's certainly not going to be enforceable. It's not going to stop the spread of the virus either. And so if you're trying to be socially conscious to make sure that everybody's watching you and you're like, boy, these guys are doing everything they can to protect the players, and they probably are, but and that's understandable. But the game is the most violent of, I mean, it's a contact sport. It's kind of like football. It's like the biggest fear is what the sport's going to do, what you're doing out there, smashing into guys, jumping around. You're like, I mean, look what happened. I mean, your injury, your risk, all those things are that. Dame even said it, says the risk is worth it. Yeah. So if Dame's saying the risk is worth it and you're going to go through all those quote-unquote protocols, protocols are going to last about a week, and then everybody's going to go, you know what, there goes my training device. Hey, we caught six players from the Blazers playing cards in Yusuf's room last night. You guys are all quarantined. Well, we don't have any more players left. Well, you forfeit. Oh, really? We forfeit? Players revolt. You can't take continue. Just watch. I mean, this is... It just seems all unrealistic to me.
Yeah, what I found is that they're going to these extreme lengths in everything that they're doing for the players and staff and everybody that's on there. But they also said in their memo that none of the Disney staff is going to be tested.
I mean, there's going to be people at the park going on rides, running around. And you're going to look here and go, well, why are these guys more important to take care of? Oh, because they're multi-billion dollar athletes.
They're also
they're assets. Don't misconstrue the fact that these professional athletes are assets. That's what you're looked at as.
They're also going to have a snitch line.
Unbelievable.
Where they have a hotline set up to where it'll be an anonymous tip line to where if you're uncomfortable with anything or you don't feel that somebody is adhering to the guidelines, that you can call this number and you can leave a little message and they will they'll enforce it. I don't think anybody's calling that.
I don't believe any of that.
Do you think they say they have the snitch line and they never activate it?
Yeah.
Like just a.
Are you uncomfortable? This guy is making me uncomfortable. He set two screens on me and knocked me over, yet he's within 6 feet of me outside my hotel room right now. He's making me very uncomfortable, yet Boban knocked me over 7 times in the game today. Mm. And I'm uncomfortable because he's standing within six. Do you see the bizarre, strange things that are just not making sense? You know, common sense is a hard thing to understand. If you're going to play this game, you shut the league down, you don't play sports, you don't contact. This is not about the safety of players. This is about the revenue. This is about the money. Mm-hmm. This is about making sure you get your television money and masquerading of the fact of safety. If you really care about the safety of players and the safety of people, NFL shut down, college football shut down. Everything. If that was really what this is about, I'm not advocating for either. Okay. I think safety of people is a huge priority. But this is about revenue now. This is about money and revenue for everything when it comes down to it. Why did Orlando offer up their space? They offered up their space because they are owned by ABC, they're owned by Disney, and that makes sense because who has the NBA finals? ESPN and ABC. Oh, they have the playoffs. Oh, that makes sense. Financially, you have to make things happen, which I'm fine with that. I'm okay. But this line, this is what the NBA does. They're very good at pretending that they're there for you, and they're going to try to show you they're really conscious. No, they're not. They're just lying to you. They're just lying to you.
They're spending millions to make billions. That's what the NBA is doing. I mean, it's the same thing with college sports, too. I mean, you see the Wilner, the low-end estimate on just testing alone for the Pac-12.
Yeah. It's insane. Who's like making that money? But that's like the other thing is, where's that money going?
It's like $300,000 just on testing alone.
Could that money...
On the low end.
Understandable. All those tests and these test companies and these mask companies and all these other things that are now prospering off this virus that's going on, which is, okay, no discrediting the virus. Mm-hmm. It's been proven. That it needs to be taken with some serious thought. But that revenue right now and how that's going to be going could be going to other things also.
Yeah. Well.
And don't tell me that if you're going to need to test, I don't know how many collegiate athletes you're going to have. You're going to have, 300, 400?
You're probably looking at, just for a football program alone, low end would be 150.
Well, that's just players. That doesn't include support staff and all the coaches.
150 would be your essential coaches and your players.
Well, those are essential football players. You're right. What about the swim team, the softball team, the basketball team, the track group, all their support staff, the strength conditioning, the associate athletic directing group, all these other things, and the amount of money those tests are going to cost. By the time you look at the amount of money that you're going to put into that, what could have that money done for people, for advocacy, for change, for all these other things that you could do? Yet we're going to dump billions upon billions into this stuff for safety?
Yes.
Of athletes?
Yes.
That are of the 1%.
And that
the
money,
1% that are money, the safest group.
That money that you're talking about,
it just doesn't
though,
make any
would
sense.
Would it be going to those things if it wasn't going to athlete safety, though? I mean, you're talking about advocacy and all these other things. It wouldn't. It'd be going in college sports specifically. It'd be going right back into, you know, the programs themselves.
I what I don't know is I don't have people's revenue streams, but I know it's got to come from somewhere. Yeah. So you can't just you can't just say we're going to spend another million. Where did that $1 million come from?
It's a
where well, did it go?
It's coming.
Something's
got to
cut.
Salary reductions that everybody's taken.
That for sure?
Well, no, the 10% that you're saving on, you know, whether it's Rob Mullins and coaches' salaries and when you have a, you know, $50 million budget, if you're a Pac-12 school, you know, is $300,000 to $1 million like that huge of a hit?
Yes, it is a big deal. That's money. I think it's a big deal. I think you should stop with your shiny new locker rooms and all your other stuff and start doing what really is important for college sports is taking care of, all right, taking care of the athletes and understanding is that if you are going to do this, and this is you're going to constantly tell us that these athletes are the number one priority, but they're the 1% of people that are at high risk. Why don't you start taking care of other situations and start making sure that money goes to things that are more beneficial for the success of college athletes?
I think I agree with you in what you're saying. I think that overall you should have more, I guess, wiser spending on what athletic departments are doing.
Yeah.
But
it's a reset. It's a market reset is what is happening.
In this case with the global pandemic, player and athlete safety and health should be at the forefront. And that's where that money's going. So, I mean, this is better spending than what I think they use a lot of it for, you know, in other scenarios, in other years.
I just don't understand why we're going to dump billions of dollars into protecting 1%. Because they're the most revenue makers? I understand. Okay, now I get it. I get it.
I mean, if you want the sports back, it's just what has to be done. So either it you doesn't, want it back
no,
or you don't.
Yeah, it does have to be done because you're protecting the 1% who make all the money. The asset. Your asset.
True.
Oh, how powerful you are as an athlete. Strange.
Well, and that's why you see athletes now are using that.
Yeah, they can.
That leverage they have. Look at Chuba Hubbard. Look at you know, Chuba. It's in a different realm, but he's saying, wait a minute. Hey, I can say something and I can make a change here. Mm-hmm. And Mike Gundy actually made a damn apology yesterday because of it.
Well, you got a nice Mercedes. Do you park it outside? You put it in the garage?
I'm not parking it on the street, no.
Oh, okay.
Not doing that.
No. What are you doing?
Park it in the garage,
baby. Park it in the garage, putting a bubble, and you're wiping it with a diaper.
Mm. Whoa. Hey, yo.
That's what you're doing to the NBA and the NFL and college athletes right now. Football.
Hey,
wiping it with the diaper.
The one player that may be sitting out of the bubble for a reason that has not been brought up yet, as there's several options for players to bail on the Orlando bubble. Plus, you were talking financials of college football. The money boom as expected by The Athletic. Dusty and Cam on The Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.